Hello, this is Ross.
Hi, Ross. This is Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's Friday. No complaints, right?
No, not at all.
I think if I complained, no one would listen. That's what my husband says, but what does he know?
Yeah, you know, that's true. We us men, we try to zone that out.
All the time. He tells me that all the time. He's all, do you feel better that you made that noise of grunting because you're mad? And I'm like, leave me alone. Did he just laugh?
Guys, you're speaking the truth. I know. Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. Whose side are you on?
I know, right?
It's all good. It's so funny. We were just talking about this. I tell him, I said, can you just sometimes just sit there and just listen to me and let me vent? Why do you always want to try to fix every issue? And he's like, because I don't want to hear it. I'm like, wow.
I guess that's what happens
when you've been married so long.
No, I mean, even with my girlfriend, she'll be like, you never listen to me, and you never, I try to talk to you, and I'm like, I'm sorry, and I don't know what to say. I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah, my husband's like, listen. When you've been at work all day long and then you're coming home, that's the last thing we want to hear is you complaining about something. Give me at least 10 minutes to decompose from work.
Right.
I just start laughing. I'm all, your kids, fix them.
Do you work from home?
I actually, sometimes I do because see, before my husband, when he used to work, he then ended up with, and this was probably about almost 5 years ago, my husband ended up with kidney and colon cancer. And so he's in remission now. He's in remission now, almost 5 years, but he was left with one kidney. So what happened, Ross, was he was given a very aggressive chemo, which destroyed the one kidney that was working for two. And so he ended up on dialysis. So I have the liberty when, because sometimes he has some really bad days. So I'm able to, you know, my manager's flexible with me to be able to work from home so that I'm with him because I don't like always leaving him by himself sometimes when he's not having a good day, you know.
Yeah.
For the most part,
but
I can't wait till he's – go ahead.
He only has to do dialysis, what is it, once every 4 weeks?
No, he does it 3 times a week.
My God.
Yeah, no. 3 times a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Yep. He has to. Until when he can get a kidney transplant, which that's why right now he's in remission. So they had put him on the kidney transplant list and then it's not like they removed him. He's still on the list and he's not losing his spot. Like he's still moving up. But it's kind of like not active is what they said. So he's not losing his position. What it is that because his colon cancer was very aggressive, they want to wait until he's been 5 years remission because they don't want to get, I mean, his brother's ready to give him a kidney and the doctor told us, we're not even going to discuss that. Your husband has to be 5 years in remission. We are not going to give a healthy kidney to him if he's not 5 years clear from cancer. Because if that cancer returns, he's basically wasted a good kidney.
And then at that
point, you're taking that good kidney, right? And now you're having to administer the aggressive chemo again to him, which now means that it's going to destroy that good kidney. So
take advantage when we're young and take advantage of ourselves.
You know what? My husband tells the kids all the time, you guys lay off the soda, drink water, take care of your body, you know?
Yep.
And he's like, I wish I would have done things different. But you know what? I mean, it's thank God he's doing well, you know, and he does have some bad days every now and then, but my husband's a survivor. I mean, that guy's like 9 lives. He's had a heart attack. He's had it all. I'm not even joking. I tell him you're like a cat with 9 lives. He's like, I don't know. God's not ready for me yet, I guess. So we make a joke about it. Yeah. I mean, you know, you got to kind of like laugh things off or else, I mean, if we're always so serious all the time, it's just, you know what I mean? You got to have a positive outlook on things. And so hopefully we're looking at, I believe it's April. I don't think it's April 2024. I think it's April of 2025 is when he's eligible for a kidney. So we're almost there. We see light at the end of the tunnel. Almost there.
A hard, busy 5 years. That's rough.
Yeah, but, you know, it could be worse. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I told him you could not be here. I said there are some people that don't get the opportunity to even do dialysis. So if he were to stop doing dialysis, I believe the lifespan is maybe, they say, 10 days to 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. You're missing those parts.
Yeah.
He needs your cleanser.
Yeah, his kidney, the one that he has, only functions at 8%, which is like, that's nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. So eat healthy, exercise, drink a lot of water. Stay away from dark soda. Dark soda's the worst.
What about ice cream? Ice cream's bad?
What is?
Ice cream?
Ice cream's not, I mean, not that bad. But I would say, like, definitely don't drink dark sodas, because that's one thing. With dialysis patients, they have to watch their potassium, their phosphorus, their sodium, all of that.
What do you think about diet sodas? People think they're better, but they're worse.
Nope, they're not. They're worse. They're worse.
I know.
His doctor told him, this is what his doctor said, Anthony, if you're going to drink soda, I suggest that you drink Sprite. Not Sprite that's zero sugar, because of all that added sugar, and I forget what they call it. That stuff's worse than what the regular sugar is.
I go over to, you know, I'm always at different clients' houses, and I do a lot of work for elderly folks, and they always offer me drinks and stuff, and they always have diet drinks, and I bite my tongue because I don't want to be annoying, but if I'm feeling like I want to say something, I'll say, like, hey, you know what's in this aspartame?
Yeah, there you go, the aspartame. That was the word I was looking for.
HK, this neurotoxin. I'm like, this is not better.
This is worse.
Yeah. But, you know, it's tough.
And you don't want to hurt their feelings, right? But, you were 100% right. Yeah.
Natural flavors, all that. Terrible. People are like, oh, zero sugar. Zero sugar is great. No, it's, no.
No, it's not. No, it is not.
Real stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
I did want to check in with you because I know we talked yesterday. Did you ever get a chance to look at the email I sent you, Ross?
I did. Yeah. I went through it, and then I realized, I'm like, oh my God, it's way past 3:00. She's gonna be mad at me.
No, I would never be mad. I kind of figured too, you know, because listen, I know as a business owner, sometimes things come up. You get stuck on a job, or you have things that you're taking care of. I mean, everybody's schedules kind of change. I get that. I'm one of those too. I mean, I plan something and something happens with my husband and, well, throws a wrench in my works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I just wanted to kindly follow up with you just to see if you had a chance to look at it. What were your thoughts, any questions, or what you might have decided?
It seems like it would help. I'm gonna be beginning to go into the slow season, so I think that would help. So I'm ready to move forward and try it out, see how it goes.
Okay. So what I want to do here, what we're gonna do, Ross, is we're gonna set up the account, you and I. And then we're also going to schedule what's called a client interview. The client interview is where the magic is going to happen, because that's when you're going to speak with one of our technicians, like about your keywords, your Facebook ads. I mean, this is where they're going to go way more in detail, okay, during your client interview. Now, what I want to do first, because these interviews are like booking up quick, so I would prefer to kind of get that conducted today based on your availability, okay? I have one appointment left for today, and I don't know if this time will work for you or not. If it doesn't, then we can schedule it for Monday. But I have one available between 1 and 2 o'clock today. Do you think that would work for you?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Is it like a 30-minute conversation?
It's like about 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. Really, it just depends on how many questions or details you have, and you don't need to be in front of a computer because basically they're just crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you, about the Facebook ads, the areas that we're targeting. It's like where I like to say the magic is going to happen, okay?
All right.
So let me do this first. I'm going to kind of jump ahead on things because I want to schedule that appointment first before someone snags it from me because I'm telling you, they book up fast. So what's your last name, Ross? Because I'm going to put that on your calendar invite.
It's Poms, P-O-M-S.
Okay. And then the best email for you is the one that I have here, ross@emeraldgreensgrass.com, or is it greengrass.com?
No, that's great.
Okay. It's with the green, with the S at it, at the end of the green, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
I thought I had corrected that yesterday, and for some reason it didn't. Save it. Let me go back. Okay. So let me do this. So you're going to get this email. It's going to be your calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your client interview is going to be today between 1 and 2 o'clock. Now, they will call you from an 877 number, so just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour.
Okay.
If for some reason we call you, okay, and you're in the middle of something, you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 5 minutes or call me back in 10 minutes, and we will call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then we'll also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it would be coming up in the next hour just in case if it slips your mind. Okay?
Okay.
And then I'm also going to be sending you this second email, and it's just going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So with our reporting system, you're going to have this customized tracking and reporting system with our program that's going to allow you, Ross, to track all of your results, how many keywords you're listed for, where they perform, the location of the search. So you're going to be able to track all of that. So I'm just going to send you an example of it just so you kind of have an idea. Okay. So let me just send that. Now, I'm also going to send you these 3 text messages. I'm assuming you can receive messages on this phone number that we're speaking on.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay. So I'm going to be sending you 3 messages. Now, remember, I'm what's considered the lead on the account. However, I always like for you to have my information. So the first text that you're receiving is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. The second text will have the number to our customer service department. So you will have a team that is dedicated to your account. Anytime that you have an update, a change, a question, or even a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. And we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So we are on the same time zone. Okay?
Awesome. Yeah.
And then I just sent you a 3rd text, and this text is going to have a link to a YouTube video. The video, I'm going to tell you, it's about maybe 6 minutes long. I do recommend that when you have time that you take a look at the video because it's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. It is nothing complicated. I just want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay.
Did you get all 3 text messages?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Now, we're going to go ahead and create the account. So I have first name is Ross, R-O-S-S, and then last name is Poms, P as in Paul, O, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, awesome. Now, just looking here, let me go back to here. So I'm just going to be verifying information. I want to make sure that everything's listed accurately. So currently, on your Google profile page, the phone number that shows is 650-773-9843. That number is correct, right? That should be appearing there.
Yep.
Okay. And that would be also the best number for us to reach you at. And then I currently see that the business name reads as Emerald Greens with an S, and then grass. Emerald Greens Grass, correct?
Yeah, Emerald Greens Grass, LLC.
Okay. On your Google profile page, it doesn't show the LLC. Do you want us to add it on there or leave it the way it is?
Yeah, you could add it on there. That'd be great.
Okay. So I'll have them add it. Now, you know, on your page, it shows an address, 12344 San Mateo Road, and that's Half Moon Bay.
Yeah.
Is that, okay, so that address, right, that's where you're based out of. Is that like your home address by chance?
I actually do live there too, but all my home address, like a lot of my mail and stuff, is still going to the other address.
Okay.
My billing address would be that other address, but
okay.
my shipping address is that same 12344.
Okay. So you want it to be the same do you want this address? This address is fine, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Do you want us to hide this address? Because it's not like an address that people pop up, right, and pick tile. So we're going to hide the address. No one needs to know, like, where your residence is.
The 726.
Yeah, so what we'll do, the 12344, because it currently shows on your Google profile page, typically when you're a mobile business, right, like yourself, you go to the prospect's home. They don't come to you, right? Google would prefer that your address be hidden. So do you want us to hide it, or are you okay with it showing?
The 12344?
Yes.
I'm okay with that showing.
Okay. So I'll just let them know that it's fine with it showing. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Now, we're going to go over the billing. So the payment that will be charged today is going to be the $348. Okay. That's the initial investment. Every month after that, okay, then you're just going to be paying just the $249 a month. Okay. Again, it's a month-to-month program, or excuse me, the $299. I am so sorry. It's $299, no setup fee. I was looking at the wrong package. Okay.
Okay.
So today, you're like, wait a minute. Okay. So today you're only paying $299. Every month after that, it's always going to be $299. Okay. The price will never change for as long as you're with us.
Okay.
Now, I'm also going to walk you through a voice verification recording that's going to outline our service agreement. It'll be an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing. It's going to state that the cost is $299 on date, you know, October 13th, 2023. It's going to state that this is a two-month verbal agreement. Basically, what we're asking, Ross, is that you just stick it out 2 months, okay? But you're paying monthly. And then it'll also state in there, like, if you needed to cancel or pause it, we just ask that you call us 3 business days before the billing's due, okay? And I'll read that all to you in a voice verification. Now, for the billing, the card that you're using, Ross, is it in your name, the business name, or does it have both?
My name.
Okay. And is it just Ross Palms, or is there, like, a middle initial?
No, it's just Ross Palms.
Okay, and then what is the billing address for that card?
Are you ready?
I am ready.
726.
Uh-huh.
Occidental. Can you need me to spell that?
Yes, please. O-X.
O-C-C.
O-T-C.
O-C-C.
O-C-D.
Charlie.
Got it.
I-D-E-N-T-A-L, dental.
Okay. Occidental.
Yeah, O-C-C-I-D-E-N-T-A-L, Avenue.
Okay. Avenue, uh-huh.
San Mateo.
Okay.
California, 94402.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you. 726-O-Charlie-Charlie-C-I-D-E-N-T-A-L Avenue, San Mateo, California, 94402, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And what is the card number when you're ready?
Yeah, one moment.
Okay.
All right, it's 4339-9312-0-0-0. 0084-3837.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 4339-9312-0084-3837, correct?
Yep.
Expiration month and year?
3/26.
3/26, and the CVV code on the back?
096.
096. Now, I want to put a security question on your account here with us, and Ross, you can choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
My mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden last name?
Louz. L-O-O-Z-E.
Perfect. All right. So I'm going to turn on the verification recording. If there's something you don't understand, just stop me so this way I can review it and then rephrase it, because I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding, Ross, before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
So please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Emerald Greens LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ross Palms, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
To get results as fast as possible, Ross, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, sometimes, Ross, we might call you with an update on your account, right? And we know that you're in the middle of a job. All we ask is that you at least, you know, give us a call within 24 hours. I also want you to be aware that you might get a company calling you, trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We're never going to call you to pay more than the $2.99 a month. If you're not sure if it's us calling you or not, always ask, what is my security question? If it's not us, they're going to hang up on you. This is why okay. We put the security question on your account, okay? So just always ask, whether they're saying they're Local Splash or not, and you're just not sure if it's us, ask them, what's my security question, and they'll hang up on you. That's how you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And I'll explain this one anyways, because I always do. We're not saying, Ross, that you can't do additional online marketing, okay? What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call so that way we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, okay?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is October 13th. 2023 in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on November 13th, 2023 in the discounted amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. What that means, Ross, is that when your term is completed, it'll automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the second text that I sent you, 877-635-6225. And then you're going to hit number one. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel your account, Ross, we do ask that you at least call us 3 business days before that next billing is due. So this way you don't incur that charge. So, you know, just call 3 business days before the 10th so that way you don't get charged, okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm going to be updating the payment and then I'm going to process it, okay, once I update the package. And in a couple of minutes, you're going to receive your receipt. We send it to you both to your email and your text messages, so you'll get it in both. And then we'll go over that in a couple of minutes. And I just want to notate a couple of notes for our technicians so that they know where to start from. Now, are you doing both residential and commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what are some of the services that you want me to list on here? And then they'll go over more in detail with you during your client interview.
Okay.
So the obvious would be artificial turf. Do you like for me to put synthetic grass or there's just so many different ways, right?
Artificial turf, synthetic grass, synthetic turf.
Okay. Anything else you want me to notate on here?
Are these just the keywords?
Yeah, this is just to kind of give them an idea, and then they're going to go over a lot more of, like, the keywords and stuff with you. Let me see here. Do you do any other type of, like, let's say, landscape designs or anything? Putty green. There you go. That's the other one I was looking for. I love the business thing, too.
Thank you. Yeah. Kind of fits, right?
Yeah, it does. And you know, emerald is my birthstone, actually.
so that's
why I like it. And then, and it goes perfect. You know what I mean? Because when you think artificial turf or even synthetic grass, I mean, green, emerald green is totally like it fits it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, let's see here. And then, of course, during your client interview, you can add in more. This is just going to give them a basis so that they know where to start from. And then remember, you can change these at any time, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then I put for residential and commercial. And then let's see here. I got your Google profile page. We're going to make sure that they update that with the LLC on there. Let me just put that here. Got the Facebook link as well. Good job on your reviews, too. Really good.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. Now, are you licensed and insured? I just ask out of habit. It's not that it's a requirement. I just ask.
I am.
Okay, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. And then what are your typical hours of operation, Ross?
7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay, what days? Are you like Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday, Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. Weekends off?
Yeah.
Good for you. That's important. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then, so currently, you know how it shows your physical phone number on there, okay? You do have an option, and it's just an option. It doesn't cost you anything, okay? We could put a tracking number that is linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you would download from the App Store. Now, the tracking number allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. I mean, you could even block spam calls. Okay. Do you prefer that it be your phone number listed there, or would you be interested in a tracking number? It's totally up to you.
Can you explain that to me?
Yeah. So just to kind of give you an example, right? If we were to put a tracking number, the phone number, let's just say it would be 123-456-7890. That would be the number showing on your Google profile page, not your phone number that shows now. But when they click to call that number, it's still going to ring to your phone. So what it does is it kind of helps with preventing spam calls, but there's also an app for it that you would download from the App Store. And on that app, you're able to track your phone calls. You're able to see your text messages. I mean, you could even block a spam call that would come in. So it's just an option for you. You don't have to do it, and it doesn't cost you anything if you decided later on you wanted us to add the tracking number. So it's just really your preference.
I haven't needed, and I haven't done one of those, and I don't think I need to.
You're good for now. Yeah. And listen, if at any time, let's just say you decide you want a tracking number now, just let us know, and it doesn't cost you anything. Okay. It's just really a preference. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then, let's see. All right, now the next one I wanted to go over here. Okay, so I'm going to put no on here. All right, so when we're talking about your targeted areas, I know when we had spoke earlier and also when you spoke with Tara, you put 15 miles only on the peninsula. Is that how you want me to notate it? Now, with Facebook ads, keep in mind, you can cover as far as 50 miles even if you wanted, but it's totally however you want us to target.
Okay, let me see.
And remember, we're talking about from Half Moon Bay where you're based out of, because that's where you're PIN verified, so it's going to go based off of that area. If you were to say, like, I want to cover 15 miles, it's going to cover 15 miles from the zip code where you're PIN verified.
We could do 50 miles.
50? Okay, and if you need to change it at any time, just let us know, Ross, and we'll change it, okay? It's not a big deal.
Okay.
And then when we're communicating with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What is your preference?
All three.
All three. You got it. And then what are your hours of operation? I already got that. Standby. I mean, your forms of payments, my apologies. Do you take check, cash, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, credit cards?
Check, cash, Venmo, bank, transfer.
The Zelle?
Yeah. Okay. That's what I meant.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then we are almost done here. So I need you to find, either in your text messages or your emails, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It would have either came before or after the welcome one. And it'll start off by saying, Dear Ross. I'm sorry?
On my email?
Yes, either on your email or your text messages. It's your receipt. We send it to both.
What is it that you wanted?
I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It would have came either before or after the welcome one, and it'll say, Dear Ross, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay, let me check my email.
Okay, because we did send it to both.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Okay, perfect. So do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to click on that. Now it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Okay, so under your services, we're going to do the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. What that means is you're just going to add us on as managers to your Google Business Profile so that we can optimize it and manage it. Okay. If you're not sure on how to do that, the technician will walk you through it. We're going to do the directory submissions. Custom website does not apply to you because you already have your website. Okay. How do you feel about your website?
I think it's pretty good.
I think so too. I really do. I like it. So, you know, sometimes we've had some people where they're like, well, I don't really like my website. And if that was the case with you, I can still include a website for you. It doesn't cost you anything. Honestly, in my opinion, I think your website looks great.
Okay. Yeah, good.
Yeah, no, I really do. I would, listen, I am one person that I'll be complete honest. You know what I mean? I will never pull no punches, you know? It won't be anything to hurt your feelings. I would just be like, maybe there's some things we can improve to kind of help you. But honestly, looking at it, it looks great. You've done a great job. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it totally looks like, oh man, yeah, this guy put this together. This is great.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. For not being a professional, you did a really great job. Being a professional and making websites. Okay. So good. Kudos to you.
Thank you. Yeah. I've only adjusted it like twice in the 8 years.
It looks good. I'm going to tell you one big thing about websites. You want to make sure it loads up quickly because no one wants to sit there waiting for a website to load. Yours loaded very quickly. And you have that SSL certificate, so no one can steal your information. So good job, okay?
Awesome.
Now, you're also going to have a Facebook page access. So again, you're going to just add us on as managers. We're not going to do your posting. What we're going to do is your Facebook ads, okay? Now, Google Ads and Google Guaranteed is not part of your package. However, these are also products that we assist with, okay? Google Guaranteed, just so you know, that is a pay-per-lead program that Google offers where you pay per lead, but the lead actually comes to you in a form of a phone call. These are not like Angie's leads, okay?
Okay.
So it's an actual phone call that comes to you, and I'm telling you, you're not sharing that lead with anybody. It is only being sent to you. And for that program, they have certain requirements. I will tell you, if you ever want to visit that, Ross, I'm going to tell you, it's an excellent program, excellent pay-per-lead program. And that program, you can always pause off and on your leads at any time that you need to. If someone called you and let's say they were asking you to remove a tree and that's outside of your services, Google will credit that lead right back to you because it's considered unqualified. Okay. So if you ever kind of want to visit that program and we can take a look, you know, to see if you qualify for that, we can always check that out too. Okay?
Okay.
And then, of course, also part of your package is going to be the advanced reporting system. Now, the Google Workspace is actually like a work email. They might offer that to you during your client interview. It is an additional cost. You do not have to do it. Okay? Just an FYI. Okay. And then also the live client support team. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, and our phone number is listed there. If we communicate to you through a text message where it says mobile phone, that is your phone number listed there. Delivery dates. So starting from today, okay, we're getting moving. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive your login credentials to start tracking your results with us, and we'll send it to you in an email with a username and password. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in those top directories. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be live. Now, in our terms and conditions, we're always going to say that the first page placement on Google will take within 30 to 45 days. I will tell you that many times I've seen it happen sooner, and in your case, it is a possibility that it could happen a lot sooner because you're already PIN verified. It's a matter of you adding us on as managers, okay?
Okay.
Now, the payments, today you paid $299 to activate your services. The way we break it down is we take $100 of that, we allocate it to your Facebook ads that we're managing so you're not incurring the cost per click. And then the monthly after, you see there, $199 plus the $100 is $299. So you know it's always going to be $299 every month you're with us.
Okay.
seasonal hold and cancellations. It shows there called 3 business days before the billing is due, so this way you're not charged. And then that little box at the bottom that says I certify, okay, by you clicking in that box, you're certifying that it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. And then at the bottom where it says sign Ross, you're going to type your name in the box exactly as it reads, Ross Palms. And then you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, let me know, because it should open up a page for you asking to enter a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
I see it.
Beautiful. So I wanted you to see this part because this is actually where you would go in and track your results with us. Okay? So that's why I'm saying in 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive this link, a username and a password. And you can definitely update it to a password of your choice. Okay? So remember today, we're going to call you between 1 and 2 o'clock, and it'll be from an 877 number. If I'm not in a meeting or if I'm not on another call, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. However, if I'm not available to do that call, then the technician's just going to call you directly. Okay? So just make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour, and then we'll send you that reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. Okay?
Okay.
And I would like to be the first, Ross, to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. I'm glad that we were able to connect today. And did you have any other questions for me before I let you go?
No, I don't. But thank you for congratulating me. Hope I can
you
get more.
You are so welcome. It's definitely my pleasure. I'm like super excited for you. I mean, I think this is definitely a great
fit. You're so friendly.
Aw, I appreciate that. Well, listen, I believe in our product.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I believe in our product. And you know what? My job really is to make sure that I'm able to offer you something that's beneficial for your business. And that you can really see as an investment. And honestly, and I say this wholeheartedly, when a client is successful with our program, that makes me happy, really happy, because it's also equaling our success too, you know? And I'm just glad we were able to help you. This is awesome. So we will talk to you later on this afternoon. Like I said, if I'm available, I'll be the one making the call to introduce you. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds all great. Right. So we will talk to you later on this afternoon, okay?
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Ross. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.